Well, we're picking up the new work week right where we left off. It's hot. Temperatures well into the 90s. Today's high is forecast to be 97. The record is 99, set back in 1962. So we're going to make a run at it, although it appears we'll fall just a bit short. Likewise, tomorrow in the mid-90s, the record high is 99. But tomorrow, we also have an approaching cool front late in the afternoon and in the evening. This is the same front that's been producing a lot of severe weather through the middle part of the country yesterday and last night, and now pushes a little south and east today. But by the time the front gets to us, the so-called dynamics with the system are lifting well out to the north and northeast, the energy with the system, in other words. So there's not going to be a whole lot of support for rain, unfortunately, because we're back to needing rain now, right? After that wet spell about 10 days ago, we've gone dry as expected and quickly drying out. So the showers and storms tomorrow looks like 30 to 40% of the area, so still less than half the area. And while there'll be local downpours, they certainly will not be widespread. You'd be very lucky to get a storm or shower, first of all. Then secondly, you're not likely to get all that much rain either way. But still, that's your best shot here this week. And then the temperatures turn slightly cooler after that. And boy, I mean slightly, taking us back closer to average. And the humidity is not as high, so the nighttime low temperatures will cool well down into the 60s late in the week. So that'll be kind of nice. And we go back to dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. And then starting out the holiday weekend, seasonably hot on Saturday, will be in the upper 80s under partly sunny skies. It does look like there's an increasing threat for thunderstorms as we go through the holiday weekend. We're headed toward the wet season. It's not uncommon for us to start to see some afternoon storms pop. Looks like it would be pretty isolated initially on Sunday, and then perhaps a little bit more widespread by Memorial Day. We'll continue to hone in on that forecast, of course, as we get closer to it. But otherwise, seasonably hot, humid weather, it would appear, for the upcoming holiday weekend. With OE Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.